Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Menachos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Yesh Menachos, there are Menachos, Tu'unais, Shemen, Ulevina, that require both oil and Levina, that special fragrant ingredient that comes from the sap of trees. And there are Menachos that require Shemen, but V'loi Levina, no Levina. Then there are Menachos that have Levina, but V'loi Shemen, no oil. And there are Menachos that have Loi shemen v'loi levoina, neither. Zok the Mishnah weiter. The elu, these are the menachos. Tu'unais, they require shemen u'levoina, both shemen and levoina. Minchas hasoiles. That's someone whose stam is menadav a mincha. He brings flour and oil and levoina, mixes it together, and the kayan does the kmitza as is before they bake it. By that mincha, it says shemen and levoina. But all the other ones, we learn it out from minchas silas. Really, all minchas are silas, comes from flour. But again, the point of this mincha is that the kmitza is done before you bake it. In other words, it's done when it's still silas. Vayter says in Mishnah, the list continues of minchas that require shemen and levoina, v'hamachavas, v'hamarcheshes. Both machavas and marcheshes are types of, like, frying pans. The machvas is more of a flat one, the marcheshes is a deep one. Now both the machvas and marcheshes, menachos, are first made into a dough. Then comes the frying, and then comes the kmitza. We'll see more about this a little bit later on, Bez Hashem. The achalos and the menachos that are baked into chalos before kmitza, as well as v'rakikin, those baked into rakikin before kmitza. So what's chalos and what are rakikin? With some, we mix flour with oil and we form like loaves, mamish like chalos, and bake them. And some like wafers more, like rakikin. They're like flat, baked without oil. They do shmir oil on them after they're baked. One is more of a loaf, one is more of a wafer-like. Vayter says the Mishnah, Minchas Kayhanim, the Mincha of Kayhanim, that are donated by Kayhanim. Now, till now, we're talking about Nedavos. We had five different types of Minchas. Minchas Soilas, where the kmitza is done when it's still flour. Machvas and marcheshes, the thin pan and the deeper pan, where they're made into a dough and then fried before kmitza. And four and five were the chalas and the rakikin. These are the oven-baked minchas, mafei taner. Sometimes as loaves, sometimes as rakikin. Minchas kahana means the kohen donated any of these five. The reason it's listed separately is because a minchas kohen, again, a mincha donated by a kohen is different, unlike the other minchas, where the Kehanim eat the Shirayim, when it comes to the Minchas Kayin, the entire Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach. Then we have Minchas Kayin Mashiach. Literally, Mashiach means anointed. The Shem and the Mishlo is poured on him, but it refers to the Kayin Gadol. Minchas Goyim. Now, a Gentile, a non-Yid, can donate a Mincha, just like a Yid can. And they're brought in the same way that a Yid's Mincha is brought. They require oil and Levina. Minchas Nashim. Same issue for a woman that donates a mincha. Minchas ha'omer. And the minchas ha'omer, that's the carbon tzibur brought on the second day of Pesach. And that was made out of barley flour from the new barley, and that's matu to the new tfuah. All of these menachos require shemen and levoina. Which menachos require only shemen and not levoina? It's like the Mishnah Vayter, minchas nesachim. The mincha came along with certain karbonos. If a person was makriv an oila or a shlamim, he had to be moisiv on his carbon. Now, there the pasuk says the mincha is blula b'shemim, but there's no mention of levina. So minchas nesach and tuna shemim require oil, but no levina, and this is the only type of mincha in that category. Vayter says the Mishnah, lechem upon him, that's put on the table, the shulchan and the heichel, toin levina, but ain't toin shemim. As we have discussed, the Torah commands that we take the two spoons of levina, put them on the shulchan in the base of Mikdash, on the two siddarim of lechem upon him. There's no mention of oil. And finally, the last category, the shtei halechem, brought on shvuis, as well as minchas chayta, a person that's mechuy of a carbon oil of a yair. That's a carbon that comes on certain aveiros, where it depends on your financial status. Someone who's very poor, and he can't afford to bring not a behemoth, not an oif, brings a mincha as a chatas. Minchas chayta u'minchas kinois. That minchas kinois is the minchas saita. Over here in the Torah we find no mention loy shemen v'loy levina. Not of shemen, not of levina. Okay, so quickly, chazring over Mishnah Gimel. All menachos brought on the Mizbeach require... Okay, so in our Mishnah, we learned four categories. We learned the menachos are required both Shemen and Levaina. They're the five basic types of menachos. The type that a person donates. Minchas Soiles, where you do the kmitza when it's still flour. Machvas and Marcheshes, Machvas a flatter pan, Marcheshes a deep pan. Chalis and Rekikin, these are called Mafei Taner. And the person said, when he donated the mincha, I'm bringing Mafei Taner. It could be either Chalis or Rekikin. It's baked before we do the kmitza. And like we explained, it could be brought as either a challah by mixing flour with oil to form these challahs, these loaves, and then bake them, or rekikin, like wafers. They're flat, they're baked without oil, you only smear the oil on afterwards. Then you have michas kehane. Michas kehane means the same five michas, but a kohen donated that has to be completely burnt. There's a michas kohen mashiach that the kohen gadol brings. The Mishnah lists separately. A mincha that's brought by non-yidin is treated the same way like a mincha that's brought by a yid. Women can bring a mincha. There's the mincha sa'ima that's brought on the second day of Pesach of barley, which is matir the nutfua. These are the menachos that require both shemen and levaina. The minchas nesachin that come along with the wine and that accompanies a carbon oila or a carbon shlamim. Over here the pasuk says belula b'shemen. There's no mention of levaina. Then there's sometimes just levaina and not shemen. That's by the lechem apanim. Then you have menachos that have neither shemen or levaina. They are the shtei lechem on shvuos. The minchas chayta, this is for certain people who can't afford a regular chatas in the form of a behemoth or an eif, they can bring a mincha. That's called the korban oil of a yard, which is allowed in certain circumstances. And there's the mincha of the saita. For these menachos, there is neither shemen or levaina.